Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I'm joined today by Mr. Benny Mathers. He is our outstanding producer for the hour. Hello, Mr. B.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. It's a great day, isn't it?
Certainly is.
It certainly is, Mr. B. We've got a great show for you. We're actually going to be giving away 5 copies of my guest's book, Be Happy, Release the Power of Happiness in You. Dr. Robert Holden is joining us here today, best-selling author of Happiness Now. And we're going to be talking about what happiness is all about. But beyond that, I want you to know that he is the next speaker up in the Extraordinary Speaker Series, and we are happy to have him join us. So you're going to get to hear from a great, great guy. Not only is he a phenomenal author and just an amazing individual in how he is helping people across the globe, but he is one of the presenters in the Extraordinary Speaker Series, Be Happy, Release the Power of Happiness in You. And so we're going to be talking about that, how you can find out more about that. That is on April 30th. At 7 p.m. at the Center for Spiritual Living. But more importantly, you can tap into his work from just about everywhere. And so he's joining us here today, the director of the Happiness Project and Success Intelligence. His innovative work on happiness and success has been featured on Oprah and in 2 major BBC TV documentaries. He is joining us here today because I'm so thrilled, actually, to have him here, because I remember when I was going through my doctorate and I said to people, I really want to focus on positive psychology. They kind of looked at me and said, you know what? That is just not going to happen. Nobody's going to buy into it. Well, today we're going to be talking with Robert because he is an outstanding consultant. He is a coach. You know, he gives lectures worldwide, has shared the stage with our friends Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, and many more. But he is here today as someone that's got a very powerful message. Before we bring him on and before we give away copies of the book, we're going to pull one of our prosperity cards and kick it off old school, Mr. Benny. Woohoo! All right. This will get you ready for today's show, everybody.
Bring it.
Yeah. I release unhealthy behaviors and dissolve them into the light. That's dissolve. Did you get that?
Got it.
Unhealthy behaviors and addictions are a way of seeking joy and comfort. Find the fullness of your spirituality, and you will no longer need the addiction. Joy comes naturally from within us when we are balanced and healthy.
Unhealthy behaviors. Boo.
Boo.
Joy. Yay.
Wait a minute. Wait. Be happy. Yay!
Yay! I got that all queued up, too. Kind of fun.
So, Dr. Robert Holden is joining us today because happy, happy, happy is our topic for today's show. And I'm ready to get it all fired up. Are you, Mr. B?
You know
Do we
it.
Have a little tune you're going to crank up for us, or are we going to wait?
Break. Yeah, sure, at the break.
At the break, we'll get it. Robert, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pat and Mr. B. I'm loving listening to you both. It's wonderful.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you, it's kind of interesting because, Mr. B, and he has a couple nicknames for me, which we won't go into right away. the book that you've written and the books, let's just talk about the books, period, that you've written on happiness. I have to ask you this question before we actually get into some of the things you say. You know, what did your friends and family say to you, Robert, when you said that you were going to be the happiness ambassador, that you were, so to speak, going to be writing about happiness? What did the people around you say? I'm just curious.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, Dr. Pat, because I have to say, I thought initially, when I told my colleagues, you know, I thought there would be a lot of enthusiasm for this.
Yeah.
But actually, it wasn't quite the case. Initially, especially from my colleague. Now, we're talking back in 1992 when I first got the idea. My colleagues were really not impressed by the idea. And by colleagues, I'm really talking about fellow psychologists.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, most of my colleagues were against the idea. And when I asked why, they said, well, you can't teach people to be happy. And I said, well, where's your research for that? And that's always a good question to ask. And they said, well, we haven't got any. So I said, so you haven't got any research which shows that we've tried to teach people to be happy and it's failed? And they said, no. So I said, well, then why don't we find out? Isn't that what psychology is all about?
Exactly.
It's just one great big experiment and we've got to try something. So the big opposition was initially actually from my fellow psychologists. From my family, I have to say, I just got a lot of support. I mean, I first got interested in a spiritual journey, if you like, when I was about the age of 18. And as soon as I became interested, I have to say, my mother and my brother in particular were just absolutely with me every step of the way and joined in that journey with me. So I had good support from the family.
Well, and this is what I want to talk to you about. And the reason that this question came up for me, Robert, is because you and I know what it's like to go to school and study psychology, right? Mm. And then actually do research on it from a traditional point of view. And so when they saw me, that I was doing this show, the dean of my school pretty much like blacklisted me. And it's kind of interesting that we've had to sort of pave the way to be able to say psychology is more than studies about depression, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Absolutely right. I mean, you know, in my study, I had a 6-year study and I had a one-hour lecture on happiness. And I mean, that's all, a one-hour lecture on happiness. And I mean, imagine if you'd been ill that day and missed it. I mean, you know, wouldn't that have been awful? But it was a one-hour lecture on happiness, and I always say psychologists can really make happiness sound miserable, and it was actually, this one-hour lecture on happiness was called subjective well-being, which just doesn't sound that great, let's face it. But basically put, in this 1 hour, we were taught, essentially, a couple of things. Firstly, that happiness is essentially an emotion which has that helps you to feel good, but that has no evolutionary value. So that was there right up front. It was dismissed as having
exactly.
any value whatsoever. The exact words were a pleasant emotion with no evolutionary value.
Right.
Dismissed.
Right. And for our listeners, you know, let's talk about what that means from the world that most of us are being bombarded with. No evolutionary value, right? And
yeah.
You know, for a lot of folks, they're asking, what does that mean? Well, let's just give it to them in simple terms. You know, it's almost like having a one-night affair, so to speak.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a feeling that feels good, but it just doesn't have any use. It basically doesn't take you anywhere. The next thing that I was taught as well in this one lecture
mm-hmm.
was that actually people who are chronically happy, what a great phrase, chronic happiness.
I love that.
Another great example of how to make happiness sound miserable. A person who is chronically happy is most likely to be in denial. So,
uh-oh.
You know, now happiness is a form of denial. So, you know, this lecture, I have to say, as I listened, I did think to myself, you know, this lecturer is not a happy bunny. And I have to take that into account as well here. And he wasn't a happy fellow at all. But it really got me thinking that the whole study of psychology was slightly off balance. It is absolutely right that we study problems. But we have to remember that we're studying problems in order to enable people to be happier. So we mustn't forget the goal of psychology, which I do believe ultimately is joy. And we had got so immersed in the problems
right.
That we had forgotten the goal. And actually, I think it can be like that in life sometimes as well, by
Don't
the
you
way.
Think? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, life's tough and we get into the day and everything's, you know, we all of a sudden think that life's about getting through the day instead of actually enjoying the day. So I understood it. I also have to say, Dr. Pat, you know, at school, I was a C-grade student.
Okay.
So anything like an A-minus for me would have been like evidence of cheating.
You and I are in the same category.
Really? Well,
we
I have to say, so C-grade student at school, and then when I started to study psychology and essentially the A to Z of misery, the amazing thing was I like got an A for stress, an A for depression, an A for anxiety,
right.
an A for neurosis, an A for psychosis. I was actually really good at Misery. So it's not that I was against it. It's just that I understood that there was a balance to be had here. And fundamentally, this was the big thing, Dr. Pat. I just felt that the model I was being taught was one in which the deal was this. If we can get rid of all of the problems, then we can look at happiness. And I looked at my life and I thought, I've never had a day without a problem. You know, I'll never get to the end of all of the problems. So why don't I actually just start by looking at happiness right where I am, right now? And here was the great hope. If I started to look at happiness now, rather than waiting till all the problems had gone away, maybe by looking at happiness, I would actually see how I got into the problems in the first place. And also, maybe if I really understood what happiness is, I would have sort of, like, attract less problems in the long run.
And so ultimately, wow, peace may break out. Dr. Robert Holden joining us here today. When we come back, we're going to be talking about hello, happiness. But beyond that, we're going to be talking about what the relationship of spirituality and happiness is. And more importantly, how we can set it up so that we have everyday abundance, not once in a while, not every once in a while on St. Patrick's Day, you're wearing the lucky outfit, but every day. Dr. Robert Holder joining us here today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
Think about it. When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, that's what I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. On the front of the E-Cloth package, it claimed perfect cleaning with just water and chemical-free cleaning that's awesome on all hard surfaces. I was pretty skeptical, but gave it a try anyway. I started on my kitchen windows, then stovetop, then stove hood, granite counters, and finally the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well they cleaned. These results were accomplished without exposing my family to unknown negatives of household chemical cleaners. The cleaning power comes from fiber function, not a chemical reaction. It cleans better and is healthier, money-saving, and eco-friendly. No chemicals, no paper towels, and E-cloths are reused for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's ecloth.com. E-cloths are for real. See for yourself. I know you'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401-588-1799. That's 401-588-1799. Or visit succeedhappily.com to claim your free session. That's succeedhappily.com.
Don't worry. Ooh, be happy. Ooh, don't. got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. You know, people ask me and you know, they comment about Benny and I and sort of, you know, the energy that we have. Well, truly, you're really looking at two people that love what they do. I don't want to speak for Benny, but I know he's said it before about, you know, what he does. You're pretty happy with your job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every day is different.
Every day is different.
I meet new people each day, about maybe like, gosh, 2 to 3, maybe 5 a week. And it's fantastic. I don't think I could have a better job.
Right. And by the way, Benny does it better than most.
Oh, stop.
He does.
Thank you.
He's amazing.
Thank you.
And, you know, I get to do what I love. And I never, ever thought in my wildest dreams that I would be here today talking to best-selling author, a gazillion books, an amazing individual, Dr. Robert Holden. Today, we're talking about Be Happy, Release the Power of Happiness in You. And by the way, we're going to give away 5 copies of this extraordinary book. Thanks to our friends at Hay House. Thanks to Louise Hay. Thanks to all of the folks we've been partnering with for years. And we're going to make it really easy for you to do that. We do have a toll-free number. You can just zip on over. Benny will grab you as soon as he can. 1-800-930-2819. That is our toll-free number. 1-800-930-2819. And this is an amazing show. We'd love to give away a copy of the book to you. Robert, thank you so much for joining us today.
My complete pleasure, Dr.
I love the story, but I love your work as well. And I want to talk about a couple of things you talk about in the book. One of the things you talk about is the fear of unhappiness. And I want to take a minute to talk about that, because it seems like we've got a little fear thing going on these days, at least in this country. But no one ever talks about the fear of unhappiness.
Mm. Well, there's 2 chapters in Be Happy. There's
yes.
one which is the fear of unhappiness.
Right.
And then there's also the chapter on the fear of happiness.
Exactly. I was just going to ask you about that as well.
Well, yeah. Look, firstly, I think that if your definition of happiness is to avoid unhappiness, then frankly, you'll be afraid for the rest of your life.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, honestly, unhappiness is part of the deal. I mean, you know, it's if you look at the deal of life, it's a mixed bag. There's a lot of things that happen day in, day out that are not particularly positive. And, you know, I often find, Dr. Pat, and I hope I'll articulate this well enough,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I think sometimes we suffer from what I call the tyranny of positive thinking.
Mm.
And the tyranny of positive thinking is that I've always got to be upbeat. I've always got to have a smile on my face. I've always got to look good and feel good. And you know, in my experience, some of the greatest breakthroughs in life happen when we can just be honest with ourselves about how life is right now and how we feel. And somehow, when we're just honest about our unhappiness, then it's as if we can learn from that unhappiness rather than resist it, repress it, push it away. You know, unhappiness, this is the way I put it. There is no such thing as a negative emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Emotions can be handled negatively, but that doesn't mean emotions are negative. Sometimes fear is trying to teach you something. Sometimes sadness is like a great big internal memo which is saying to you something like, be more authentic in this relationship, for instance. Be more true to yourself in your line of work. You know, these feelings are trying to teach you something. They're trying to give you an internal message. So therefore, try not to be afraid of them. Face them. By all means, do that with help and support. But when you face those feelings, I think in the long run, that's the fastest way to being genuinely happy. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, because if we don't face them, it doesn't mean they're gone.
No, exactly right.
Right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I love that you and I are having this conversation in a way that everybody can understand them, you know, because you're right about being accused of being in denial. And a lot of part of this is really paying attention to what is showing up in the moment. But yeah. Isn't there a difference? And I want to ask you about this because, you know, you talk about choosing happiness and the happiness contract. And I would love to talk about that. A lot of folks, Robert, don't believe you can choose happiness. Happiness as a choice, as something like we can do every day. You know, I don't know how many times I've heard this in my family is, my God, you make your bed, you sleep in it. You know, and it's almost like I'm, you know, ill-fated to be the Grim Reaper for the rest of my life. But you talk about this very differently, don't you?
Well, I think the thing is that, you know, what we have to understand is that we're already choosing how happy we're going to be. And the thing is, you see, it's, if you haven't consciously made choices for a while, it will appear as if there are no choices to be made.
Mm.
But the moment you begin the experiment, and frankly, the experiment usually has to start with facing the feeling that actually you can't make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have that feeling, which is like, I can't make a choice. And what you have to do is you have to sit with that feeling, and you almost like, it's a little bit like a game of poker. You know, you have to just call the bluff eventually. And say, no, maybe that's what it feels like, but is that really true? Actually, you know, there's on the eight-week program that we run, which is our signature event, on the eight-week program, we do a little exercise where we ask this question, which is, just imagine if nothing in your life was going to get any better from now on.
Mm.
Could you be any happier? And do you know what? We have asked 1,000 people that question, and literally 996 people on the last one time we did this said, yes, my life could be better. Let me run that by you again.
Yes.
You imagine that you've just been told that the circumstances of your life are not going to get any better from now on. You've peaked. This is it. Could you be any happier, even though the circumstances of your life have peaked and they're not going to change it now? And as I say, literally over 99% of people faced with that dilemma say, yeah, I could be happier. And then you say, well, why? How? And they say, well, I could start to appreciate what I have a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I could start to be more present. I could start to be being open to what's actually here. Instead of asking for more to arrive, I could start to be receptive to what's genuinely already in my life. And people get so creative. And you know, so I hope that maybe helps in a very practical way. But to see that a lot of times, you know, we're often waiting for life to get better before we choose happiness. But actually, it's when we can see that there is a choice to be made. It's not always easy, of course not. But there are times when we can do it. And when we do it, what we'll notice is that our life gets better as a result.
And, you know, part of this, and I want to just jump to this really quickly. There's a chapter in the book. You also talk about 100 gratitudes. And yeah. I want to stop for a minute to think about this, because gratitude, I think, almost, Robert, fits into the same kind of story that you're talking now. It's as if, well, wait a minute. I got to wait for this thing to happen, and then I'm going to be grateful for it. But I don't really can't think of anything to be grateful for. Do you know what I'm trying to say? We get caught in that chicken and egg thing, and we don't really realize that we're getting in our own way, right? I mean, isn't that basically, you know, what we kind of do sometimes?
Absolutely, Dr. Pat. Level one, gratitude, is a reaction. I will react positively to something that seems to be favorable that's happening in my life right now. So that's level one, gratitude. It's a reaction. But then you have another level of gratitude, which is where you start with the idea that I'm just going to be grateful for today, and I'm going to operate from not just an attitude of gratitude, but a philosophy that my life is somehow set up for me so that everything's a lesson, everything's a gift, everything is a valuable hint and spur on my journey. This is level two gratitude, which is about gratitude as a philosophy. But then there's a whole other level of gratitude. And this is, I call this level three gratitude, which is gratitude with a capital G, which is where you begin to see that what you most want in life, happiness, love, freedom, these things are actually qualities of your own essence. The reason that you want happiness is because happiness is your true essence. The reason you want an experience of love is because love is your spiritual DNA. So after a while, you become aware that actually what I'm really grateful for is that I begin to see that I am what I seek. The very thing I seem to be searching for is part of my natural essence. And this is where we're into the spirituality of happiness, the awareness that on some level, this joy that I'm looking for in the world is actually part of my true nature. And when we can be grateful for that, that this idea that I really am what I'm seeking, it's extraordinary because as you begin to have an appreciation for joy, you experience more satisfaction and pleasure in the world too.
Well, this is really sort of what you and I love to do with people. If there's something that we could share today, you know, it's kind of interesting, and I want to talk to you about this when we come back. You know, I was talking with someone that I know earlier today, and they said, "Well, how are you? How's your day going?" And I said, "You know, I had two calls for with potential sponsors today on the show," and their response was, "Oh, you're kidding!" And I was like, whoa, what do you mean? Because another person's perspective is very different than mine. For me, I got to talk with two completely different people that have a dream, that have a vision, that want to take their message out into the world in a very special way. And they're very special people. And they're very special companies. And so what someone's downer is doesn't necessarily need to be ours. So, Robert, when we come back, I'd love to talk with you about is there a way that we can still have true happiness despite what's going on the outside. Let's take a short break on the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I've got Dr. Robert Holden joining us here today. Be happy is what this show is all about. If you've got any questions, give us a shout. 1-800-930-2819. And we do have one booklet. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you dealing with too much stress? Feeling overwhelmed? Do you worry about becoming ill? Have you become ill? In these complex times, we're all looking for ways to master stress, achieve resiliency, prevent illness, or cure an illness. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been empowering individuals to heal themselves for free. To learn more, visit IIQTC.org. Begin your path to self-healing today. IIQTC.org.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
How come you're so happy?
Because I know I'm lucky.
I'm never lucky.
Well, you can be. Whatever you tell yourself, you become. That's why I drink Aqua Mantra.
Aqua Mantra?
Yeah, it's a delicious spring water that has a mantra on the bottle. I just think I am lucky when I drink it, and lucky things have been happening for me.
What are you talking about?
Seriously, I went on this camping trip with my friends and was pretty bummed about losing my job. My friend gave me a bottle of this I Am Lucky water. I focused on saying I am lucky with every sip, and when I got home, I got a call about a job opening that was perfect for me. Sounds crazy, but it totally works.
So where can I get some?
I buy it online at aquamantra.com/I am lucky. Join their newsletter and you'll get 10% off.
So I'm lucky already?
Yeah. The coolest part is Aqua Mantra is the first company to put their water in biodegradable and recyclable bottles. Lucky for me and the planet.
Lucky for me we had this conversation.
You don't need luck. You create it. Check out aquamantra.com/IamLucky to generate your luck today.
Yes. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We want to give out a little information here so that you can find out more about Robert. He's joining us here. Dr. Robert Holden is the author, best-selling author, but he's the author of a lot of books. I want to make sure you have some websites, folks. Robert, I want to give out a couple of websites. I'd like to give out BeHappy.net. That's one of them, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And then robertholden.org is another one, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then successintelligence.com is something we have not talked about yet, but Robert will be back for another call. So, you know, go to BeHappy.net. You're going to be able to find lots of information about that. Certainly for those of you out there, Robert is coming to town. As I said before, you're going to get to be part of the conversation that he's going to have with everyone and the Extraordinary Speakers series. So we want to make sure that you mark down April 30th on your calendar, and that would be for our Seattle listeners. But if you go to Robert's website, I'm sure you'll be able to find where he's going to be traveling. We're thrilled he's going to be jumping across the lake and joining us here in the United States. So, Robert, thank you for joining us today, and we really look forward to having you come to town.
It's my pleasure. I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I love Seattle. I have to say, I've been to Seattle many times, well over 10 times. I just love it there. I have a great friend and spiritual mentor, a man called Tom Carpenter, who I visit in Seattle. So I know the area well, and my family and I will be out in the States for about 7 weeks from April onwards, and we'll be doing a lot of work with the Hay House I Can Do It conferences as well. So, yeah, it'd be great to see
you. Oh, yeah, it's fabulous. So I wanted to talk about, I just got an instant message from someone saying, are you talking about me? No, I'm not talking about you. But yeah, I wanted to talk about the fact that we perceive things differently for other people. I gave a very small example that I actually could have let that comment get me off track for the day, Robert. You know what I mean? I could have let a comment that, wow, you know, no. I had a great call. You know, I talked with the folks at Yum Yum Snacks. I talked with an individual that is starting a business to get rid of electromagnetic fields in our space. I love what I do. But there is a perception that sometimes what's going on in one's life isn't so great. How do we keep ourselves on track and create that everyday abundance you talk about in the book?
Let me start on a top line. I mean, you know, Be Happy has got a lot of research in it. You know, this is a project we've been running for over 15 years now, and I've drawn on a lot of research as well. And one of the things that I think is so extraordinary about happiness is that happiness is a teacher. Mm. And it's a teacher because it can really help us to rethink our life and help us to identify genuinely what's really true. Now, in the research on happiness, this is mainstream psychology research, when we interview people over 16 years or 20 years or 24 years even, which means we check in with them regularly over that period of time, what we've found is that basically put, when it comes to the effect of life circumstances on our happiness score, the effect of life circumstances is defined as negligible and short term. Most psychologists acknowledge that actually life circumstances only affect our long-term happiness by about 10%. And that's all. Now, that's shocking to many of us because, frankly, many of us, our strategy for happiness is to keep improving our life circumstances. But I just really want to put the flag in the ground here and say, actually, you know, life circumstances are significant, but they are not as significant as your mood, as your attitude, and as your outlook. And when you decide to choose your attitude, and you can do that, and you do, it takes an intention and it takes practice, but when you try it, it can really work for you. So bottom line is, in the research on happiness, we have absolutely found that if you're waiting for the world to make you happy, it's going to be a long wait. Similarly, if you think the world can make you miserable, it's not entirely true. We play a part in this, and we choose our attitude, we choose our outlook, and if we remember that and we know that even that can help us actually to be happier in the long run.
In the book, you talk about, and I'm trying to remember the chapter, I think it was Ready, Steady, Now, you talk about the fact that we are pursuing happiness faster than we've ever pursued it before. And I wanted to ask you about that. We're chasing it, so to speak, and it's almost as if we're thoroughbreds in a race where no one wants to lose. And I wanted to know that, you know, it reminds me of a story of when you've got that mouse on the wheel trying to chase the food, and the faster the mouse runs, the faster that mouse will be coming to its death. Is that the same case, or is there any merit in the chase?
Well, I think what we can do, and it's really focusing on these words, pursuit of happiness.
Okay.
You know, it's fantastic that it's there in the American Constitution. I mean, really, this was, as you know, has been an inspiration actually to many countries since to include happiness in essentially the Constitution. But, you know, the word pursuit of happiness, you know, these were never really explained to us.
No.
And the word pursuit has two different meanings. One meaning of pursuit is to chase, but the other is actually, it's an old meaning more an interest in and an appreciation for. So, in a sense, you know, that everybody has the right to the pursuit of happiness. Everybody has a right to understand what happiness is. That's different to everybody has the right to chase happiness.
Mm.
The thing about, the feeling is for me is that, you know, there's a world of difference between chasing happiness and following your joy. Chasing happiness suggests that happiness is an it or a thing or an object that exists outside of us and, frankly, something that will be found in the future. And that's why when you talk to a lot of people about happiness and you ask them how they define happiness, they will often talk to you as if happiness is some sort of a pension that you're going to collect later. Whereas following your joy is much more inner-directed. It's much more about listening to the wisdom within, to that light and that spark within. And this joy is like a compass which guides you and inspires you on your journey. And this is something that seems to happen from the inside out. So, you know, ultimately, I think we have to learn to see that the pursuit of happiness isn't about chasing something outside of us. It's attending to and understanding something that's already in us.
You know, Robert, in the journey, we know when we're having moments of just complete bliss, so to speak, happy moments. I was watching a television show with a friend of mine that I got to spend, significant amount of time with this weekend, and we just laughed hysterically at what was on a television. It was like a rare moment, but it was completely this place where we kind of came together. Nothing else really existed was that moment of funniness, so to speak. And how do we learn to keep the vibration, the prediction, I think, as you call it, of happiness, so that even if we do have tough moments, I'm like you. I mean, there are some days where I'm, things just may not be going the way I thought, and I kind of get stuck a little bit. What is the best way for us to get out of that place quicker? Meaning, even though we hit that road bump, what can we know, what can we learn about jumping over it quickly?
Okay, great question. I think the good news is that there are so many things that we can do. I mean, firstly, again, I have to say, I think we have to start with understanding that happiness is not outside of us. If we think happiness is outside of us, we will always feel like something is missing in our life. And when we remember that happiness actually is within us, in fact, it's better than that, Dr. Pat. I don't even think happiness is in us. I think happiness is simply our true nature. So when we know that we are, that this happiness is our true nature, it's the unconditioned self is happy. It's always happy. And when you know that happiness is your true nature, you know that when you want to be happier, you're actually returning to your true self. Now, that's really helpful because you're not trying to change yourself. You're not trying to improve yourself. You're not trying to reinvent yourself. you're actually sort of sinking back into your true nature. That's a marvelous thing in itself. I'd also say, back to the conversation we were having earlier, that true happiness is not the absence of sadness. True happiness is the capacity to face that sadness honestly. And frankly, in my experience, all forms of sadness and unhappiness are a call for help. That means that we don't try to handle things simply by ourselves. One of the biggest blocks to happiness is when we are dysfunctionally independent, when we're trying to handle the unhappiness all by ourselves. And in my experience, if you're unhappy, it's a chance to get some help. And that's when you call up your trusted friend, and you speak to friends, you know, your family, or indeed, you know, to your therapist or whoever else can help you. And don't be ashamed of that. That's incredibly important that you do that. I'd also say, by the way, you know, one of the most important tools for being truly happy in the long term is forgiveness.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back, because, boy, I'll tell you, you can definitely lighten your load with that. Robert Holden joining us here today. And when we come back, we'll be talking about forgiveness and we'll talk about the open road. What does that mean? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401-588-1799. That's 401-588-1799, or visit succeedhappily.com to claim your free session. That's succeedhappily.com.
Is today a good day to apply for a job or to ask for that promotion? Well, the Good Timing Guide uses astrology to identify the best times for many daily work activities. It provides easy-to-read color codes for daily access. Show host Madeline Gerwick is offering a special pre-order price on her 2011 Good Timing Guide and or her newsletters. Now through April 5th, save up to 20% by pre-ordering next year's guide. Have the wind at your back with our best deal all year. To save today, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Remember, pre-order savings for your 2011 Good Timing Guide and or newsletters are only good through April 5th, so act now. Visit askmadeline.com or 877-524-8300. Behind every complaint is a commitment. Have you heard yourself complaining today? Do you hear others complaining? When anyone complains, they are adopting the role of victim. They would not complain if they were not feeling victimized. David Emerald's book, The Power of Ten, observes that a victim is someone who has a dream or desire that has been denied. If they didn't care, they wouldn't complain. TED is the empowerment dynamic, which is a way of thinking, being, and taking action that begins with shifting your attention from that of a victim to that of a creator. So if you find yourself complaining, the first steps is to reconnect with the dream, desire, and what you care about. Focus on the outcome you want. For example, if someone cuts in front of you on the highway, shift your focus away from them to your own safe driving. And then the next time you hear someone complaining, ask yourself, what is the commitment behind the complaint? And speak to them about caring. Focusing on what you want is the way of the creator.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And again, I want to mention that you might want to just mark April 30th at 7 p.m. on your calendar. Robert is coming to town. And again, I want to make sure you have all the websites. You can go to behappy.net, behappy.net, or you could go to robertholden.org. Or you could go to successintelligence.com, which Robert is going to come back and we're going to talk about that because that's another fabulous book that he's put together. Today we're talking about Be Happy. We're talking about, we've talked about how to define true happiness. Now we're going to talk about the forgiveness principle because we've heard it, Robert, so often. We've heard people say you've got to release, you've got to let go. Actually, I think there's a Ricky Byers Beckwith song about that. But more importantly, we've heard, and you've got to forgive. And this seems to be a real tough place for people because we don't have a good definition of forgiveness. Let's talk about the relationship between forgiveness and happiness, Robert.
Okay, well, I think to go all the way back to the beginning, I think what we can say is that happiness was so easy until the first wound. You know, happiness is just so easy, it doesn't even feel like a choice. Happiness is so easy, it's just the most natural thing of all. And then the first wound happens. And then, frankly, you know, another wound happens, and another wound after that, and a disappointment here, and a problem here. And, you know, frankly, I think by the age of around about 21, you know, most people already have enough good reasons to be miserable for the rest of their life. I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, that's just being true about life. Now, the thing is what we work out after a while is that we can't continue to carry a grievance and be happy. For as long, firstly, you know, if something happens to us and we are aggrieved about that, then we go through the process of addressing that grievance. And in addressing that grievance, we eventually let it go. But we have to be honest with ourselves and say, you know, at some point, all of our grievances have a sell-by date. All of our grievances at some point have to be let go of. And so if we're continuing to hold on to a grievance for a little bit longer than we in our hearts know we should be, then I think what we have to see is that on some level, we are thinking of ourselves as a victim and not as the true person that we really are. And this is the thing, is you can't really be happy and be a victim. So on the highest level, forgiveness is an invitation to stop playing the part of a victim and to genuinely be your true self once again. And again, I want to emphasize that's a process and that's a journey. But at some point in our life, we have to be willing, if you like, almost to give up all hopes for a better past. And in doing so, what forgiveness does is it brings us to the present moment again. And being in the present moment again, we can say, my life begins here. And in doing that, we can have a future which, you know, hopefully will be even better than our past. It is a process, Dr. Pat, as you well know.
Yeah.
It's a huge journey. I've done quite a lot of work with this. I've helped my friend Tom Carpenter set up something called the Forgiveness Network, which you can visit online. We also have a Facebook page where we have articles on forgiveness on a regular basis. You know, this is a large part of my work. I'm very committed to it. But I do think ultimately that forgiveness is one of the great keys to happiness. Ultimately, it gives us wings. And it gives us the chance to be able to make the future better than the past.
And, you know, part of this is it fulfills our lifelong yearning to be happy.
Absolutely right. Mm-hmm. You know, it does. And it really is, to say, it's a chance for us as well. You know, it runs on different levels. But I think there's even a place where sometimes we almost have to be willing to forgive the world for not making us happy. We have to forgive the world for not being a safer place. We have to forgive the world for not always giving us what it seems that we wanted it to give us. But, you know, we have to also understand that this world, on a very profound level, is a place where we didn't come to get things. We also came here to be who we are. We came here to share our gifts. And in doing so, that helps us to make the world into a better place, too. So, on some deep level, I think forgiveness restores us to our true identity And in doing so, that helps us to be happier.
And, you know, Robert, part of what you, I know you go around and you speak to many people. I wanted to ask you this question in your journeys and your travels, especially since you've written these incredible books. You know, what are some of the most asked questions that people want to know the answers to? What are you finding showing up for people these days?
Purpose. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are really interested in a sense of purpose and meaning, Dr. Pat. You know, I think more than ever before, we are at a place in our evolution in this world where more and more of us, you know, although we do have, you know, financial worries, many of us still, the fact is that we are now in a place where we can begin also to think about the higher purpose of our life. We can begin to think about the meaning of our life as well. So I would say that's a very big subject, actually. I've just written an article on discovering your purpose for Oprah. I do a series on Oprah.com of articles, and that's an area that just comes up again and again. And I'm sure, Dr. Pat, you know, with your new book, Unstuckable, you know, that's going to be a great help to people as well when they're looking at their purpose and what blocks their purpose, but also what can help them to live a life of purpose.
The other day, Robert, and before I ask you this last question, the other day about the some comment someone made to me, I want to thank you so much for joining us here. I want to thank you for continuing to open the door for all of us to know happiness in ways that we have not been able to know it before. So I want to thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you very much.
It's incredible. I can't wait till you come here and we can actually share the same stage. I don't know if you know that, but I actually do the little 10-minute opener before you come on.
Dr. Pat, that's gorgeous. I'm so excited.
We're going to have a blast, yes.
That's brilliant. I'm so pleased. That's terrific.
Wow. Well, Robert, thank you. For those of you tuning in, I wanted you to know that we've given away, thanks to our friends at Hay House, always thanks to our friends at Hay House. They've been a partner of the show for years. We've given away 5 copies of the book, Be Happy, Release the Power of Happiness in You, forward by Louise Hay and Dr. Robert Holder joining us here today. I wanted to ask you, Dr. Holden, if you could tell us what your personal message is. What do you want to leave us with today? What do you want to say to our audience?
I think most of all, it's to really trust that your happiness and your healing is a gift to the world. If there's anything that you are facing at the moment that requires some healing, please know that as you heal this, you know, the gift of your healing will be felt by all of your family and all of your friends and everybody that you're going to meet. Similarly, please know that your happiness is also a real gift to the world, as indeed is your success, as indeed is your abundance. You know, happiness is a gift. And when you remember that, I think you won't fall into those pitfalls of sacrifice and of the fear of happiness. And some of the things that we've taught ourselves in the past, where we have been taught that maybe happiness isn't such a good thing. The great news is, and the research is very clear on this, when people are happy, they give, they share. They share from their heart, and they live a life of service and of connection. And through happiness, I think what we ultimately do is we restore our sense of oneness and connection with each other. You know, the human race has learned so much in recent times, but one of the things we still haven't quite learned is how to be happy and how to be happy together. And if we can make an individual contribution to that along the way, I think that's a great thing.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. Robert Holden, everyone, please mark your calendar. The book is, as I'm holding up here, Be Happy, Release the Power of Happiness in You. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today, Robert.
My complete pleasure, Dr. Pat. Thank you very much, Mr. B.
It's our pleasure.
I enjoyed you both so much. Thank you.
You bet. Hats off to you. For those of you that want to find out more about the Dr. Pat Show, it's pretty easy to do. Go to www.thedrpatshow.com or simply drpatlive.com. And remember some of the things we've talked about today. Happiness is a choice. We want to help support you in making that decision. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive by... And me and Mr. B will be right back here next time, kicking it up. old school, new school, now school, then school, you name it, all the schools. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.